A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, this message came from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the house of the Lord and speak to the people of all the cities of Judah who come to worship in the house of the Lord. Whatever I command you, tell them, and omit nothing. Perhaps they will listen and turn back, each from his evil way, so I may repent of the evil I have planned to inflict upon them for their evil deeds. Say to them, thus says the Lord, if you obey me, not living according to the law I placed before you, not listening to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I send you constantly, though you do not obey them, I will treat this house like Shiloh, and make this the city to which all nations of the earth shall refer when cursing another. Now the priests, the prophets, and all the people heard Jeremiah speak these words in the house of the Lord. When Jeremiah finished speaking all that the Lord bade him to speak to the people, the priests and the prophets laid hold of him, crying, "You must be put to death. Why do you prophesy in the name of the Lord? This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate and deserted." And all the people gathered about Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Lord, in your great love, answer me. Lord, in your great love, answer me. Those outnumber the hairs of my head who hate me without cause. Too many for my strength are they who wrongfully are my enemies. Must I restore what I did not steal? Lord, in your great love, answer me. Since for your sake I bear insult and shame covers my face, I have become an outcast to my brothers, a stranger to my mother's sons, because zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who blaspheme you fall upon me. Lord, in your great love, answer me. But I pray to you, O Lord, for the time of your favor, O God. In your great kindness, answer me with your constant help. Lord, in your great love, answer me. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house. And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith." The Gospel of the Lord. So today, as we celebrate the feast of St. Ignatius, you know, the reading is powerful. Because, first of all the saints people took offense at. And here's Jesus, the one line is, and they took offense at him. You know, it reminds me of one of my favorite books ever, was Unoffendable by Hansen. In this book, it just talks about how Jesus Christ was the most unoffendable person there ever was. He wasn't constantly looking to be offended, and talks often about how we Christians are always looking to be offended. And again, the reason we're offended is because we're not looking at our own sins, we're looking at everybody else's. Huh? And so when Jesus calls us out, or the prophets call us out, then we get offended by them, and we want them dead, and we want them put down, or whatever it is. And then sometimes we think, "Oh no, no, Father, you don't understand. I'm the prophet, and everyone's offended by me." Yeah, I know, I get that too. But the reality is, we need to all listen to God first. And instead of when someone challenges us to something, we got to try it on. And if we try it on and it doesn't fit, okay. But then we can't go around being offended all the time, because if we're always offended, we miss Jesus when he comes to us. And it isn't just Jesus was then, huh? Jesus still comes to us every day, in the least of the brothers or sisters. And so we got to think, am I offended by everybody and by everything? Or am I always in wonder, looking, how will Jesus speak to me? How will he call me to repentance today? Because it is a joyful thing, even when he calls us to repentance. Because that he wants me to grow. He wants me to be with him. He's doing everything in his power to get me there. Huh? And when that happens, then the last line of the gospel can become true, but in the opposite way. He did not work many deeds there because of their lack of faith. When we look at the world in wonder and we're not offended by everything, we can have faith and he can do mighty works in our life. It's all up to you. Do you have faith? Are you offended by everything? Or you just see everything in wonder, another way God speaks to us. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and let us pray.